Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Gries, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jose Roman, who is the head of Infinity. How are you, Jose?
Hi, Robert. Thank you for the interview. It's a pleasure for me to be in your show. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah.
Well, it's a real pleasure because we are going to talk about, I think, three core areas. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about how you have an expertise of dealing with selling to different countries and how it's different in selling to Mexico than to Japan. We're going to find out all of those things. And all of you CEO listeners, you have offices in all the countries, so you're going to get some significant insights. But I want to start off first. You had a major launch, the QX80. Talk about what's happening and why that car is different than any car that's out there, because this is a very competitive world in cars.
Yeah, thank you for the interview again. So here we are in New York, basically at the edge. We launched the car yesterday, last night. We had the car in the 100th floor. So it was interesting for us to take a car. We had a lot of engineers working on this. And it was a beautiful event. Thank you to my team. And it actually is the most important event for Infiniti in the last years, because this car is really, really interesting. And this is the flagship of the brand. So super proud. The car is bringing a lot of technology. Of course, we are a Japanese company known by the technology. So we are bringing new things to the customer. And as you can see in my background, we have a very nice design. The top designers, Alfonso Alvarez and his team, is part of this. So when you see the cars in the streets, you are going to love it, because the car is gorgeous, frankly speaking. So I'm super proud of this, and also the work of my team, and also about the technology. So, for example, you're going to have biometric cooling. So the car has a sensor that detects the temperature of the person that is in the second row, and it sends cool air to the customer without touching any button. So you have massage chairs for the two rows of the car. You have heated seats for all the three rows of the car. Many things are really interesting. In terms of technology, you will see a 170 degrees screen is fantastic. So the top of the technology coming in this car, and we are thinking that it's going to be a hit in the market.
Well, let's go into that with the sensors. So that's always been a pet peeve of mine. People in the back, when I'm in the back of a car, the air is never the right temperature. Are you saying that this automatically adjusts?
Yeah, it has a camera that detects the temperature of the person and automatically directs the airflow to the consumer that is to the customer that is hot maybe, and also
wait. You're saying if there's two people, my wife and I, in the back of the car, and I've been playing tennis and I'm really sweaty and hot, it's going to detect more air towards me?
Exactly. So
how does it do that?
With a sensor, and so it's incredible what is happening with technology now. It detects a sensor and sends the airflow to the customer. So detects actually the hottest one in the car. So so directs the flow of air.
Okay. So any other things in the technology world? Because
many things. What I really suggest is that the customer, when he's buying a car, has to test drive Infiniti first, so he can compare to the competition. I'm really confident of my car. And I think that this is what we call omotenashi in Japan. I don't know if you're familiar with this word. Omotenashi is when you go to a Japanese house, the Japanese receive you very well. They are super kind, and this is the kind of behavior that we want to have in the company, because you will be welcomed to your car, same as you have in the Japanese culture. So we have this kind of things. We've been thinking about this, about the consumer, and you will find a lot of omotenashi in our cars. Talking about the massage chairs, the way they drive. For example, you have air suspension in the car. It's a big car, actually. And being a big car, when you enter the car lowers, so you can go into the car. the suspension goes down and you start your ride and the car elevates and you can continue.
The car goes down before you get on and then elevates again? That's groceries. Okay. So how does this, we have, you know, maybe about 600,000 CEOs listening, and how does this car relate to CEOs? Is there a connection or not really?
If you want to have the best of the best, this is the car for you. It's a car that is you will be seen and you will be looked proud and I think that is a beautiful car and you can see it. You can see the attention to detail. And if you are CEO that likes engines, for example, this is the car for you. We are putting the best engine of the company has ever created. We are putting the new generation is a V6 engine. I don't know if you're familiar with cars, but we have an icon in Nissan, the parent company, is the GTR. So we can compare to this kind of engine. It's the best engine. So it has 450 horsepower and also has a huge torque. And you will ask me, what is torque for? What I understand with torque, but torque helps you in the highway to overpass. It helps you with the towing capacity because you can maybe have a trailer or a boat, etc. So this is the car for you. And for family, it can accommodate 7 person, 8 person, no problem. So it's beautiful.
So this is a family car. This is a weekend car. It's an everything car. I see the picture. It looks beautiful. But so let's talk about brands. You know, Infiniti is obviously the luxury brand of Nissan, who you are a part of. That's your parent. Talk about how you view what separates Infiniti from other cars as a brand. And CEOs are always interested in brand.
Yeah, brand is important for us. It separates. Infiniti has been 35 years in the market. We are super proud. For us, our main market is United States. Of course, U.S. is big for us. We launched the brand here in the U.S. 5 years ago, and for us it's a pleasure to be making this event of launching the new Curiosity here in New York again. But also we have a global brand. We have big customers in Middle East, for example. It's another special place for us, the important market. So Infiniti is the luxury brand for Nissan. Of course, Nissan itself is the mass market brand. The customers are really different, so we will see that in Infiniti, attention to the detail is the top characteristic that we want to have. And frankly speaking, the cars are fantastic. And you will when you go to a dealer, when you visit a distributor, the attention is very good. So we like to attend the customer like a king.
I like that. Okay, let's, we get a feel of this great car. I want to go, anyone who wants to buy one, where do they go? Can you do it online?
Yeah, of course, you will have to visit our site, but now we are in the launching phase. We will be launching in summer. So you will have enough time to see the campaigns that will be coming soon to announce the car, and of course the customers will be our dealers will be ready to attend. There are hundreds and hundreds of customers.
Okay, and I assume the website is infiniti.com.
Correct.
Okay, so let's go now into your career. So you've had over really like about 25 years a super strong career, all in marketing, all in cars. Talk about your career and what you've learned.
Actually,
perspective.
Actually, it's a little bit interesting because in reality, I am a civil engineer. I studied in the university to build houses, bridges, etc. And then I was hired by a headhunter a long time ago, and I was moved to the automotive industry. So I am an engineer, basically. Super proud of that, and I think that this has helped me to because I'm good with numbers. So I think that is fundamental in my career, but I moved to the commercial area and I love the automotive business. I've been in many, many positions, exports, sales, marketing, product, every position in the car business. So, and I have been very fortunate because I've been working in 8 countries. I am from Ecuador, a small country in South America, beautiful country. And I have lived in 8 countries. I lived in Colombia, I live in Brazil, I live in Venezuela, in Mexico twice, in Japan also. And in, during my career, I have had the chance to work in more than, with more than, the, I would say, directly controlling more than 50 countries. So I know a lot of cultural differences. The customers are totally different in every part of the world. We have similarities, 80%, but 20% is really different if you, you see the big picture.
And we're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, that is exactly what we want to hear about, the differences in culture and how you sell to them. But I'm also going to want to find out about being a civil engineer. Is, you know, how does that tie into sales? That's very different. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Breese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jose Roman, who is the head of Infinity, and we've just heard about the QX80, the new, I guess, the seminal car in terms of luxury for CEOs. But now we want to talk about your whole career, where you've been in, worked in eight countries, and you were just saying that selling in different countries is different. Maybe 80% is the same, but 20% is different. Talk about different countries, like how you sell to Japan, the U.S. Is it different in parts of U.S. and Mexico, how you sell in France? Explain to CEOs the differences in culture and any wisdom you have.
It's not only about selling. It's about the managing countries, companies in different countries. Totally different. So if you try to run your company in Japan the same way that you do in Mexico or in the U.S., you have to adapt, actually, because it's totally different. For example, the way you sell cars in Japan is more about it's not about the conquest of new customers. In Japan, it's 80% of the customer that the sales that you have is retention, actually. So it's about the customer service, the attention to details, the omotenashi that I was mentioning before. Japan is incredible. So your customer base is fantastic. You have to be very attentive to this kind of details to keep your customers happy. If you go to North America or let's say Mexico, I'm very familiar. I was the CEO of Nissan in Mexico. It's more about the conquest. Of course, having your customers happy, but you have to do your sales is the opposite. 80% is conquest and 20% is retention. So it's totally, totally different. I've been working in India also. It's a market that is savage, I would say. You are fighting with a lot of competitors. The difference in terms of pricing is minimal because you are fighting for $1 versus the other one is incredible. So it's very difficult. But you have to adapt to every country. And also to manage a country, to manage your team is totally different. To manage an Indian team is totally different to manage an American team. It's totally different. The way you motivate people is different. I was once in India and I was making some directions to the team I remember very well. And I had to return like the next month and I went there and I seemed that nothing was happening. I gave the direction, came back 1 month after to see what was happening, and nothing happened, no results. Then I set my meetings, et cetera, et cetera, and I returned 2 months later, and nothing happened. Then the India team, I was telling them, I was asking, what is wrong? What is happening? So one of the managers told me, boss, the problem is you are the problem. And ask, why? I am delivering you the message. I am sending you the targets. I have the objectives, very clear thing. Yes, but the team told me, this manager told me, yes, but you don't call me on a daily basis. You have to make follow-up of my work on a daily basis so I can understand that you want the job to be done. So you have to be interested on a daily basis. So they expected this behavior from me. If I go with this behavior to the U.S., it will not work because, you know, you give a direction and the things are very clear in the U.S. Management way of doing things. So it's interesting because every country is totally different.
And I guess that's the ultimate of DEI. You complete diversity and you have to understand, just like in DEI, everyone's personality and you have to understand the individuality.
Correct. And one of the most important things that I have learned is, and frankly, I am super proud, is to build a good team. That's frankly an art. Having a team that is motivated, that is Because in any industry, the competition is very tough, and the competitors are very good. So in order to do this, you have to have a great team, and to have a great team, you have to have a warrior by your side, and you have to be like a motivator for them. So it's very, very important to have and to create this relationship with your teams.
Now, does it? I get the team is the core. Does it matter? Right now, you happen to have this great new product come in, but in fairness, you don't always have a great product. Is there different ways to motivate a team when you have a great product or you don't have a great product?
Yeah, well, usually when you have a great product, it's easier because the things that the results are really you do the marketing, you do the sales, you do the production of the car, etc. It's easier. But also, you have times when you are in the business that things are not so easy. So then, when the magic happens, because the team has to be ready to confront, to deliver good results in difficult times. That's frankly, when the things are easy, it's we are not paid for that. We are paid for to be expecting challenges.
Tell me an example of a challenge that you faced and how you either overcame it or didn't overcome it, but what you learned from that specific challenge.
Look, I would say that the most important challenge I faced was during COVID in my team. I was the CEO of Nissan in Mexico. Very talented team. I would say that is proudly that is the best operation of Nissan in the world. Not the biggest, but the best. Very good in manufacturing, very good in M&A, marketing and sales, very good in many things. We had from one day to the other to stop the production of the plant that we have in Mexico because of COVID. And I had one conference I remember very well. I had to tell the distributors, the dealers, that we had to stop for because we had this COVID situation. This was big news, and actually we had to stop sales. I didn't send the cars to the dealers because I didn't want to create a cash flow problem for them. So we absorbed all the burden of that. But then later COVID passed, and Nissan in Mexico had the best results in the history of Nissan in Mexico. So, but the beauty of this it was that we were a team. The distribution network, the dealers, the company, Japan was also together, the headquarters. So we as a team, we overpassed a situation was really complex. And one of the things that I learned, I remember very well that I had to, at that time it was a month, we had to close the month. I had to invoice like 40,000 cars. It's a lot in Mexico for just multiply 40,000 cars times $30,000, so it's some money. I asked my boss in Japan, and he told me something that I will never forget. Told me, if you have to choose between people or business, choose people.
And there you have it. I want to thank you and congratulate you. Jose, we've heard just some terrific things like, number one, this is the biggest lesson. If you have to choose between people and business, choose people. That I'd say the first one. Number two, you may want to go to infinity.com and look up the QX80. And number three, when you think about people, diversity ties into all elements and you have to understand the culture you're dealing with, as you've learned from Jose. A real pleasure having you on the CEO show, Jose.
My pleasure, Robert, and thank you for the interview.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO's Show. We're here today with Jessica Scott. How are you, Jessica?
I'm great. Thanks, Robert.
And a pleasure to have you back on the show. You were on before you were a global CEO and before the pandemic. So You are CEO of BTS, and I have to say I've interviewed, you know, all the major consulting firms, and this is unlike any consulting firm that I've spoken with. You, very different philosophy, very different practices. Just talk about the concept of BTS.
Sure. Actually, our founder came from traditional strategy consulting 30-something years ago, but his premise from the beginning was to actually drive the implementation as opposed to coming up with the idea. And if you think about change, you typically have to do tech, process, and people, right? BTS has been focused on the people side of change for 30-something years. Like that's what we care about, is we want all 10,000 people or 100,000 or 50 to actually lead differently, sell differently, work in teams differently to make sure that the strategy is realized.
And you've had really double-digit growth, you know, for a number of years now.
I think our founder made a lot of good decisions early on, which is to, you know, grow the company across 24 different companies and not be kind of the one trick pony, right? So our portfolio has grown pretty significantly over time. In terms of kind of the magic, I'd say it's really fun to be a BTSer. And some of our core principles, which is different from traditional consulting, would be number one, like authorship is ownership. We know if an executive team is actually writing and reflecting the future direction of their firm, there's a good chance they're going to get it done, right? Versus being told by an external firm, perhaps what they should do. And if you take that concept and apply it to most change efforts, even though it's so obvious, I think it's novel in practice. One of the methodologies that's pretty powerful and unique, I think, at BTS, and I'm starting to hear more about it actually across, in particular, the tech landscape and with the advances of AI right now, is the power of modeling and the power of simulating, right? Before big decisions are made or before big bets are done, or the power of simulation to even getting people to change. And that's been one of BTS's early innovations and kind of something that we've been honing over the last 3 decades. So I would say it's probably a combination of those things, and in addition to the culture.
So I want to really dig deeply into simulation, because I thought it's a fascinating way of going about business. You are not telling people, here's the strategy, because you're really just focused on implementation, not on strategy, but you know how to execute because you put them through it. Explain how this really works.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the simplest is just give some random examples, right? One of our clients in the energy sector called us in, I don't know, 7 months ago and said, hey, about 18 months ago, we created a new way of working, a process redesign across multiple divisions, and no one changed. We spent a ton of time, an 80-point plan, every detail, but our teams haven't actually changed how they worked. And so we double click into it. And what we're thinking is, one, do they really understand it? And do their bosses understand it? And does everybody know their role in terms of how it's actually supposed to work? All we do is simply work with the people involved and the executive team. And we visualize, we take the time to visualize and model out actually how they should work differently. And then we put the teams through a simulation where they can prepare and practice and actually visually and viscerally understand, oh, that's what you mean?
Okay, let's stop. Yeah. How do you visualize? Let's go into that first. How does that work logistically? Do you tell them? Because you were saying before, you can't tell people. They have to have their authentic ownership. So do you develop it together, visualize? What does visualize mean? Then we'll go into simulation.
Yeah. We work together with the people involved around a visual mapping, like literally visual. We use software and we can create what's the step-by-step process change. Or, for example, there's a lot of leaders who live and work in their silos and they actually lack the CEO's view or the company's view of the company. And if they had that, they would know better who to partner with and how to make better decisions. In that situation, we make a visual software model of the entire company. The dashboards, the decisions, the levers, the trade-offs. What's that?
BTS creates that.
We create it together with the clients. Yes, with the experts themselves. Yes. Think about how the Navy SEALs might prepare. Think about how a basketball coach might prepare their teams for running plays. In both instances, there's a need for visualization, a need for clarity, and then practice. It's the same kind of philosophical concept that if you want high performers to change, they need to be involved in it, have a shared understanding, a chance to experience, practice, and prepare, and then lo and behold, they change. So
those are two great examples, Navy SEALs and basketball team. So let's go into now the simulation. How do you create the simulation? Give an example of how that actually works.
Sure. I can give a more narrow or simple one. We have a tech client who's preparing for their sales kickoff. This was a year ago, at the beginning of this year. They have 35,000 people who talk to their customers and who team. Given the high inflationary environment, they needed 35,000 people to shift how they showed up for their clients, what they talked to them about, how they were negotiating, how they had more empathy for how inflation was impacting their clients' business and so forth. So it's sales kickoff time. They're across the world, 35,000 people. And instead of asking the sales leaders to just lecture in person or over Zoom, they kick it off. But then we co-designed with the major leaders of every function and division of this go-to-market team a four-hour simulation experience where the account teams practice the different client meetings and client conversations. And in that simulation where they were practicing these different conversations, they would recognize and find themselves in the old way, right? The old traps, the things that made them successful the year before. And then coach each other, inspire each other, laugh together, make mistakes together, fail together while they practice the new awkward conversation around inflation. As just one example, right? So it's four specific moves, four specific conversations, but they're different than what's made them successful before. And our view is if you don't give people the chance to practice and fail together, laugh together, inspire each other, try it, there's a real good chance they're going to fail in front of the customer.
So I'm thinking people might get nervous doing that. Is it fun where people say, this is like an acting class?
It's completely both. You're nervous and it's fun. And part of the nerves and the fun and the emotion means it's unforgettable, right? Because you're stepping into it and you're giving it a whirl. And then you remember the mistakes. You also remember what was great and what worked really well because it's visceral.
Do you see other consulting firms evolving into this? You've obviously had great success, huge growth, but it's not easy to do. You say, hey, don't try this at home because it's sort of in your DNA.
I think there's some really unique things. And BTS, we enjoy taking share both from the traditional consulting firms, but also from the traditional HR and talent and learning leadership development approaches, right? So compared to the traditional consulting firms, this is much more co-design, co-create, prepare and practice. It's not let us show you how smart we are and then tell you what to do with it. It's completely the opposite. On the traditional learning HR talent approaches, most of our competition, most of the players in this space are authors or gurus. They've done amazing research and are putting out books, which are beautiful and insightful. But their business model is not about co-design and co-create. It's about pushing a framework into the world to make the world better. Even the tech-based content and training, kind of being enamored with the SaaS model, is standard out. It's not high fidelity, co-design, on point, establish what high performance looks like for each company based on their nuances. That is not the operating model of the traditional consultants or the traditional training companies.
How about right now, biopharma is huge, and I know you do a lot of work there. Give one example before we take the commercial break of how you did this this co-creating and simulation.
Sure. And this is for a different need. This would be for actually helping CEOs select the right leaders for their most critical jobs. So one of the big biotech companies, obviously they're filled with brilliant scientists. They wanted a more unbiased, scientific, data-driven approach to readiness. And they have 51 critical roles across the company. Chief scientist, controller, you name it. So what we did for them is we designed 51 bespoke job-specific simulations. And every year we put, let's say, 3, 4, 5, 6 people who could potential candidates for those jobs through the job-specific simulation. And you can, when you're observing them and watching them, you can see how they handle the decisions associated with the job, the inherent tensions right? How they might have to partner with colleagues or not, the moments that are going to hit them over the course of the year. And when you observe somebody in their next job, our perspective is that's the most unbiased way to assess their readiness, as opposed to guessing or imagining if they would be good in the job.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about leadership and a word you would never expect to be part of leadership. You'll learn that soon. Back in a few.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Robert Griesbach in the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jessica Skahn, who is the CEO of BTS, a global consulting firm that has a completely different model built on implementation, built on co-creation, built on simulations. And now we want to talk about leadership. And there's a word, discomfort, that you actually see at the heart of leadership, right?
Oh, totally.
But you're the only one who's ever said that when I've interviewed over 1,000 of the top CEOs. Explain why.
It's funny, I thought you were going to say music, but let's go to discomfort.
You could do music next.
Okay, great. Look, I think great leaders force themselves to be rookies pretty regularly. And they also create the environment or their culture for their people to be in rookie situations, right? And when you're a rookie...
What do you mean rookie situations?
Rookie means that if you're in the front lines, that you have to try to design your engineering software in a new way that's never been done.
You've never done it before. It's a first time. Got it.
Having a conversation with a customer on something. It's the first time you're doing a town hall a different way. It's because you're confronting the natural evolution of business, right, and life, and dealing with situations you've never dealt before, but you're leaning into them the way a rookie would. And what I think is so brilliant about the concept of a rookie is you got nothing to lose because you're in the situation for the first time, right? And I think what happens to people when they accept that they're in a rookie moment is they tend to, you get nervous. You want to do well. You tend to reach out to people around you for help. So you're more humble, right? Because you've never done it before. And what I have found, when you combine those things, you end up doing some of the best work of your life. And so recognizing that and wanting your people to have those opportunities is a big part of leadership, because it forces trust. It forces kind of a level of empowerment at the team and the frontline level, so they can be rookies and they can lean in and try things, but maybe not as commonly done because it's associated probably with risk.
But that's how growth occurs, right? You're in a sense taking people out of their comfort zone.
100%.
Yep. And that's how they learn more.
Yeah. I mean, for example, when COVID hit at the end of February in 2020, we realized that about 65% of our company revenues were typically done together with clients at the client locations or at offsites or whatever. So we realized overnight that there was a chance our business could drop 65%. That meant that every single person in the company overnight had to realize that every service would be done over Zoom or MS Teams or virtually. There was no, well, let's see if it works. And that meant overnight, every single employee, including ops people, including production people who were physically in locations, had to become digital operators and virtual operators. And overnight, everybody became a rookie again, because even your core business now was being done in different tools and tactics. And people helping each other around the world, different ways of communicating, speed, fear, but pride, right? Pride in trying something new and the exhilaration that comes from that. And it pushed the company forward overnight. We went from maybe two ways of consuming services to five, right, within 6 weeks.
You know, one thing that I learned when I wrote down the transformative CEO McGraw-Hill book was that in interviewing all these CEOs, the greatest opportunities come disguised as obstacles.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
By the way, you've another really cool insight, Jessica, which is that you say, in leadership, smaller decisions and smaller bets are the way to go.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would say a core tenet for us is freedom in the company. I think it comes from our founder, who was a pure entrepreneur who probably would never work for anybody and still hasn't. And he set up the company with, well, then what sort of leader would I want to work for if I had to, right? And with that freedom, I mean, obviously comes responsibility. But to your point, that means that for us, you've got 24 countries where the teams serving clients, the company has their back. They have total freedom to design what they want to design, to propose what they want to propose, to price and scope. Now, we do have some standards on pricing and scoping, which makes them better. But that means we get these like micro bets, right? And they're done together with clients. They're based on actual client demands and problems. And that drives constant innovation and creativity. It also keeps the responsibility with the teams doing the work. It's all on them, right? And that's been a big driver behind our organic growth, right? Now, a downside of that is you might have 100 different ways of solving a client problem, right? So we have to balance that with kind of global best practice sharing and shining the light on the stuff that we want to scale. But yeah, I think that for me, that's your point around the micro bets come when you have a completely trusted frontline, right, to do what they feel is right and to evolve daily based on client feedback.
Mm. So I'm wondering, how do you lead? What's at the core of your leadership philosophy? You have these really smart people and a completely different model than anyone else.
The way we've described it over the last 5 to 6 years is we have a culture of high performance and big hearted. And I think the two are mutually reinforcing. I actually think it's hard to have superior shareholder returns over decades and be high performing without the care and feeding and the relational side of the culture. And there's a lot of kind of sub practices that, right? And if I just think about a couple of them in terms of giving ownership, the real simple thing is for anybody that runs a P&L or has a revenue responsibility or cost structure, I just simply ask people to tell me by the end of the first month of the quarter if they're not going to hit their plan. And if I don't hear from them, I assume we're good, right? I tell them, if you think some of your star team members might be a flight risk, I'd like to know about it. And if you think we're going to have a quality issue, I'd also like to know about it. So little things like that keep the ownership, right, with the people doing the job and with the teams is really important. I think I really try, and I think in most of the parts of the company we have this, and when I uncover a space where we don't, then I lean in and fix it. I really try to have a culture where we have bad news, when it's a no, or we lost something, or we screwed up, or someone made a mistake, that we lean into the no and the bad news fast and hard, and we learn, and then we spread the learning across the company as fast as possible. We don't use shame. Those are the times when we have each other's back. And getting people used to, I think we have like, we call them something fail meetings every 4 weeks where the global leaders come on and we share, and people just, we just get better, right? It's like kind of a continual performance upping of the game. What I get upset by is when we don't share that, right? Because we're nervous for some reason. Those would just be two little examples, probably more.
And there you have it. That's BTS.com. That's easy enough to remember. Jessica, wonderful having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much. Great to see you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.